With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 12th chapter in Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph, Hamavir Kol Shehu, a person who kindles, who lights, even the smallest fire is Chayiv. Here again, we are learning one of the Malachis that have no minimum amount. However, here the Rambam adds a nuance. When are you Chayiv? For lighting even the smallest fire, sheyehei tzarech le'efer, it's only if and when you need the ash that it creates, or you need for the wood to turn into a proper coal that can later be rekindled. In other words, as we already spoke out in this series, the general rule that if you do an act that is a destructive act, an act of kilkel, you are potter. So there has to be some sort of constructive reason for which you need the fire, and that is that you need the ash, etc., etc. The Rebbe in Lekutei Sichos Chelek Lamed Vav, beginning on page 187 onwards, speak about the pnimius of this melacha, and just to give more words to a segment that we spoke out, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, that even though obviously when we're learning here halachis about the Lamed Tes Malachis, we are learning them in the context of doing any one of these 39 is a biblical violation. But everything begashmias derives from its ruchnias dika source. And ultimately these Lamed Tes Malachis are the actions, are the activities that are the activities that build beruchnias, the Beis HaMikdash. And these activities physically may not be done on Shabbos, but we can derive from all of the Lamed Tes Malachis what our real Avodah Ruchni has to be. What's the concept of kindling a fire? That within every Yid there is a spark, there is a fire, and it's possible that one spark or one's fellow spark, begolui in a revealed level, is not kindled, it's extinguished. Really, the spark within every Yid is always there, but it can be completely covered up. And our avoida is to kindle it, whether it is to light it, whether it is to increase in its size, whether it is lighting my own neshama's fire, whether it is me being involved in inspiring you, that your fire should come out to the forefront. That's the avoida of Mavir. And therefore, like we spoke out, that sometimes there is no minimum share. Hamavir kol shehu. Because how amazing is it that when this fire comes to the forefront, the koyach of this fire is not qualitatively, not quantitatively measured, not bekamos, but the echos qualitatively measured. Even a kol shehu, when that spark comes to the forefront, the yid is ready to go on mesiras nefesh. However, adds the Rambam, al pi pnimius onyanim, that the kavana of putting one's neshama on fire and taka feeling it, feeling avas Hashem and feeling yiras Hashem, that's not the ultimate kavana to have that feeling. Says the Rambam, vohu sheyehei tzarech la'efer. But it's only provided that you're kindling the fire because you need the ash that it creates. What is the Efer, says the Rebbe? That from everything in this world, the lowest part, the most tangible part of Olam Hazeh is Efer v'Ofer, the dust and the earth. In other words, the kavana of being a flame is not only to have that ruchnizdik experience, that's a secondary thing, but the ikir kavana is to bring God's kavana here lamat in this world, which is through the keeping of the mitzvahs. And the majority of the mitzvahs deal with the offer, deal with the gashmi of Olam Hazeh. Elama, when we're doing the mitzvah, matoivu manoyim, how amazing is it if we do it while we are on fire? So our avoid is to go on fire, but we should remember that the purpose of going on fire is in order to channel this fire in our physical mitzvahs, thus bringing down the Shechina here in the Olam Hazeh.